Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Michael Haney. I'm the executive director of the American Indian Arbitration Institute. I've been asked to represent over 478 tribes in the United States who signed this petition, sir.
Yeah. If you just make this part of the record, it's very distracting to have it held there. So if you just roll it up and make it part of the record.
It was hard to reduce it to this. Yes, sir. I'll be glad to give you copies of that.
All right. Thank you.
And maybe you can show the audience here what he's objecting to there. It's it's a list of tribes, federally recognized tribes in the United States, 478 of them, that are all going on record and says that they want Chief Alinowick to be abolished. They think it's racist, that it encourages racial stereotyping,
Mr. Haney,
and encourages hate crimes.
Thank
you very much. We'll put that away.
We'll
thank you,
away,
gentlemen.
Please.
Your Honor, I'd like to introduce, before I begin my talk, a group of Philadelphia Choctaw tribal members that traveled all the way from Philadelphia, Mississippi, all night long to be here. It's a group of elders. They represent the tribal government, and they just came to say that they support our efforts to abolish negative imagery and protect Native culture everywhere. And I really thank them for coming. We have people from all over the United States this morning, Your Honor, and that have come to join with us in this effort to protect the future of our children. I would like to make an announcement to the press and perhaps to the Board of Trustees. Good morning to the board. Is that I've heard often about the Peoria tribe that you say that the Alinowick had the support in Oklahoma from the Peoria tribe. Chief Don Giles had made a video approximately 5 or 6 years ago saying he really didn't have any objection. He didn't see a lot of the dances and some of the antics that went on. And that's been used by the various chiefs and the other organizations that support racism here in the University of Illinois, the what they call pro-chief people. I find that very amusing, since we are chiefs of the highest office that we have within our culture, and it's just by the very fact of saying they're pro-chief kind of hints at the pro-Indians and the fact that they are diametrically opposed by their action to Native growth within this institution. But what I would like to announce to the media is that last Wednesday, April 4th, of this of year 2000, the Peoria tribe has joined with every other tribe in America, making it unanimous. There's no tribe in the United States that supports the University of Illinois. And I'd like to read this. Peoria Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma requests to the University of Illinois to cease the use of Chief Alinowick as a mascot. Whereas the Peoria Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma is a federally recognized tribe of Indians, whereas the business committee of the Peoria Tribe of Indians is authorized to enact resolution and act on behalf of the Peoria Tribe, whereas the Peoria Tribe of Indians are descendants of the Kaskaskia, Peoria, Piankenchaw, and Wea tribes, a group of tribes known as Alinowick, or Illini, or Illinois Nations, whose members were removed from their homelands and forced to first move to Missouri, then to Kansas, and finally to the northeastern part of Indian Territory, now Oklahoma, and whereas the image portrayed by Chief Alinowick does not accurately represent or honor the heritage of the Peoria Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma and is a degrading racial stereotype, that reflects negatively on all American Indian people. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Peoria Tribe of Indians does not endorse nor sanction the characterization of Chief Alinowick as a mascot for the University of Illinois, and be it finally resolved, the Peoria Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma request the leadership, Board of Trustees, of the University of Illinois to recognize the demeaning nature of the characterization of Chief Alinowick and cease the use of this mascot. How about that? But, Honor, we have a message from the chief. The general secretary of the tribe said, "I find the chief Illiniwek hurtful, and I think it's stereotypical, demeaning, and dehumanizing." The new chief of the Peoria tribe says, "My personal opinion is that the chief Illiniwek is a clown." Where'd that former clown go? Former chief Illiniwek, you know. And the dance is celebratory.
Attack,
I would, I've been, my personal opinion, the chief Illiniwek is a clown. I've never seen an Indian dance like that, and I've been to quite a lot of Indian dances in my 50 years on this little planet. If they want to call him Illiniwek, and he wants to look like an Illini, now this is an Illini speaking now, then we need to take off all of his clothes except for an apron. And we need to tattoo him from his head to his toe to make him historically correct. And then we'll see how many folks line up to be Chief Illiniwek. All right? Okay. Coming on to say, I think it's interesting. I don't know what the origination or reason was for the university to create Chief Illiniwek. I don't think it was to honor us, because, hell, they ran our butts out of Illinois. This is the chief talking, right? Now, what I'm saying aboard is that after you have run out the people that inhabited it, the people that welcomed your ancestors to Illinois, teach you how to exist, fed you, that the first welfare line in Illinois was your ancestors. We fed you. Is that right? And we're still feeding you off of our resources. And in return, you named Chief Illiniwek after us. In return, after you hunted the Meskwaki chief, Black Hawk, after you hunted the Sac and Fox people to their death like animals, hunted them, killed men, women, and children, then you named the ice hockey team after him. And you think that we should be satisfied. I wonder what these protesters, I wonder why they call me an outside agitator. I'm from Oklahoma, but I wouldn't be from Oklahoma if your ancestors hadn't ran my people out of Illinois. We would still be from Illinois. And I represent all those native people that are diametrically opposed to what's going on. And we want this to cease. We will keep coming, and we will keep coming, and we will keep coming until this is over. Is that right? That's right. And we'll never give up until you change that racist symbol. We will never give up until this institution finally recognizes that we are human people too, that we do have feelings. And I guarantee you that the American Indian movement, I guarantee you that the Choctaw Nation, I guarantee you that people of Chicago, St. Louis, and all the native people here in the state of Illinois will not cease until Chief Illiniwek is dead. Is that right? That's right. And he's gone forever. The vestige is there. What I think is conspicuous is that there are no Illumini here. When he said that 95% of all the Illumini were behind you, they're not here. There's no religious organizations here. There are no politicians here to stand behind you. I think they're all jumping off this rapid ship. My time is out, and I want to thank Your Honor, and I want to encourage the Board of Trustees to eliminate Chief Illiniwek and call off what I consider the longest undeclared war in history, and that's the war against American Indians here in our own homeland. Oh, I'm a tough one.